Bless you, Lord.
I adore you.
Give him.
Bless
his heart.
I adore you, prayer.
Bless your brother. I love the Lord for me. Appreciate my life. Appreciate all he's done for me. I told Ben the other day, we don't know how much they're talking about these people that serve this country, Brother James. We don't know all it quite means to say. I for one am thankful.
You too, brother.
That, boy, we live in a country where we don't have to run and hide. Praise God.
Amen.
And you know what? There's a lot of people pay a great price.
That's right.
And I tell you, it kills me. It destroys me to see them burn the flag. Boy, I tell you, you better have these people that's talking about leaving here. I'll tell you right now. You may not want what you get when you get there. We live in the greatest country.
That's right.
It's got bad, but we live in the greatest country.
Yeah.
I thank God for my liberty, brother. I thank God for the freedom I have.
Amen.
Stand up here and sing, Brother Jamie, or whatever God lays on my heart.
My Lord,
I love you all. Thank God for you.
We love you, brother.
You've been my friend. You've been my life. For so long, you were right, and I was wrong. I can't repay you for all the love you've given me. You were my friend when no one cared. When I was alone, you were there. And you were the best thing that's ever happened. And I owe it all to you, Lord. Oh, I have your hope. So take my life and make it what you have me be. For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Borrow treasures, borrow dreams, all life's joy you've given me. When troubles come, you're always there to make me smile. So come what may, thy will be done. I love you, Jesus, God's only Son. Lord, you're the best friend. That's
ever happened.
The best thing ever happened to you. And I owe it all to you, Lord. How I have is your Lord. So take my life and make it what you'd have me be. For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. For I'm your child, and you're my father. I'm the clay, and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Amen.
I don't know about you today. Praise God, he's the best thing.
Amen.
You know,
bless your heart, brother. Bless your heart, preacher.
I was thinking about Elijah there when God had blessed him, Brother Jamie, many times. He had blessed him. Praise God, he fed him, he sustained him. Brother Jamie, he sustained him with food and water. There was a little widow, woman, and her son. The Bible says he sustained him for many days. The barrel was wasted, and the crews fell not. Praise God. I'm telling you today, God loves you. Hey, and praise God. And boy, I tell you, Brother Jamie, I get sometimes, boy, I tell you what, I forget what God has done for me.
Yeah.
Praise God. Elijah there, he went down, he got away half. Jezebel had said that she was going to take his life. And old Elijah, he took his servant and went to
sir.
But Sheba, down there, he left his servant, sir. And praise God, he said he went just a day's journey into the wilderness.
Yeah.
And praise God, he went and hid himself in a cave.
Yeah.
Brother Jamie. And the Bible says he got down there, he, as though the juniper tree. And first he went down there. He laid down on that tree. And the Bible says that an angel went down and touched him. And said, Elijah, get up and eat. And thank God. And I'm going to take the bread already made there for him. And thank God, get up and eat. And thank God, I got something for you. And the Bible says he got up and ate. He laid that down. Yeah. The Lord says, brother, he lay back down there, and the Bible says that the angel Lord touched him again. And praise God, and told him, get up and eat for the journey that you're getting ready to go.
Amen.
It's going to be a while. And you're going to eat, sir. You'll praise God. And the Bible says he got up and ate. And boy, he took a 40-day journey. And for tonight, we got up there. Old Jezebel had threatened to kill him. Praise God. He went and hid himself in a cave there. Praise God. And the Bible says that when he got in that old cave, God spoke to him. He said, Elijah, what are you doing here? You get up on the mount. I come and beat you.
Amen.
The Bible says he got up on that mount.
Amen.
The Bible says that God sit down, sit through the wind and it rain. Boy, he said he ready for mountains and break the rocks in pieces. Praise God. I'm going to tell you right now, it must have been a hurricane.
Amen.
Praise God. But you know what Elijah said? No doubt in my mind. He was standing there and he thought, well, God, it's going to come. I'm going to find God.
Yeah.
Well,
in the wind, brother.
God speak to you through a still small voice.
Yeah,
help you.
There are people looking at our signs. I know, I need it, brother.
Let's see another sign. But God is speaking to your heart.
Yes, sir.
He speaks to the inner part. If Brother Kevin teaches out in Sunday school, it brings that part of the world can't see. Well, I tell you what, he'll condemn you right where you're at today. If you open your heart today, God is maybe speaking to you here. Boy, you see, I've been in church a long time. Boy, you may be out of your God's will.
Out of God's will.
I'm saying, I'll care for your Sunday school. I'm super ten. Hey, boy, I'll care what you do.
That's
if you're a deacon in this church or whatever you are.
Right.
If God's speaking to you, I'll make a move and get right here.
Amen.
Put you right back where you was.
Amen.
Praise God.
Now,
this ain't no
game,
brother.
Oh,
that
no joke.
I mean, for my life.
I am too.
Praise God. There's some people are going to hell. They're trying to get something they can live with.
Boy, I want something I can die with.
Yeah, bro.
I need something. That's going to carry me from this place out of here.
Amen. Boy, I tell you, I need God more than I need you. He'll take care of us. Praise God. He took your old life to dirt. Praise God. But you know what? That's, I didn't know different we are.
We got the same God,
brother. Got the same God.
Same God.
But you know what? God told Elijah. He said, Elijah, honey, I've got 7,000 people there in Israel.
That ain't bad to me.
13.
That's
a
bail.
Amen.
Boy, God. I tell you
what. Exactly right, brother.
Boy, we got to think we might be alone.
Yes, we alone.
God's got children.
That's right, brother.
God's got, he got, boy, the Bible says, they couldn't number those that stand before the throne of God.
Yeah, buddy.
I tell you right now, boy, praise God. God has got some children.
He sure does, brother.
God.
Amen,
amen,
brother.
I know the devil's got his few. But praise God, they'll be cut off.
He's gone back to
brother. Boy, right. Boy, I tell you, this morning, one of these days, the Bible says, you know what? We don't know the day, nor the hour, but I'll tell you how fast. I hear a preacher talking about this morning, how fast the tribulation comes. I'll tell you how fast it is. But you know what? Boy, when God calls his people out, the Bible says the tribulation.
That's right,
yes. God. That's right. You know what? We don't know when God comes out. So it could happen today.
Hey,
and see what God has done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just need a heed of what? A price of Christ paid.
Yes, sir.
For us. That we can have eternal life.
Amen.
It's not what I've done, Sister Shirley. Praise God. I ain't worth nothing. Praise God. She had a replay. I brought a mind. A poor little boy out.
That's right, brother.
What you've done, where you've been, watch how bad you think you are. God loves you.
That's right.
God will set you free. Praise God.
Ain't nobody
will listen to that still small voice.
Amen, son.
Amen.
Good. John, sing that satisfied for us, will you? For God. Good job, Brother Gurley. Bless your heart. I want you to listen to the words of this song right here.
Don't be much in prayer for
us this
morning.
It's a right here.
I know every day we go through life, there's things, all of us, I don't care, Christian or what, we make do things we don't always satisfy the Lord. And, you know, each day we need to, before we lay down, we need to ask the Lord to help us and check with Him and see what we've done that we've not satisfied Him.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So, we need to really...
God bless
I feel like we're getting close to the 11th hour. I feel like it's not much longer. You know, Lord to come back, and we need to make sure that He is satisfied with us.
Amen.
You all pray for us this morning.
Bless your heart, dear.
One glorious day, Jesus came and made me whole.
Yeah.
He so completely then satisfied my soul.
Yeah.
Now as I face life's dark, troubled, stormy sea,
listen right here now.
I wonder if He is satisfied with me. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what He had it be. And when I come to that great eternity, if my will stay, He is satisfied with me. I'm satisfied with God's great redemption plan. I'm satisfied, it's sufficient all for men. I'm satisfied with His work on Calvary. But is my Lord fully satisfied with me? I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what He'd have it be. And when I come to that great eternity, if I will say He is satisfied with me. Lord, give me strength, give me courage, make me bold, that I might lead some lost sheep into Thy fold. That I might stand unafraid and new for Thee.
Yeah.
That You might be fully satisfied with me. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what He had it be. Then when I come to that great eternity, it's my will say He is satisfied with me.
Can you say that right now if you were to die, that God is satisfied with you? Can you say that right now?
Yeah.
Dear friend, if you're here today and you're lost, God's not satisfied with you.
Well, yeah.
Some of you here that are saved, He's not satisfied with you. You're not fulfilling what God has saved you to do. You're not. He ain't satisfied with you. He's having mercy on you right now, long-suffering, kind of let you get it took care of, get it fixed up and get it right. But He ain't satisfied with you. And God, that should be our
testimony that we want the Lord to be satisfied with us. Turn your Bible, if you will, to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 10 this morning. 2 Samuel chapter 10. Brother Garrett preached to you about the still small voice. What is that voice this morning? That voice is the Word of God. God uses the preacher to preach His Word.
Amen.
That's His voice that speaks down to your heart. Eli, listen, Eli was laying on the bed and Samuel come to him and God had spoke to Samuel and God had said, Samuel, Samuel. He kept going to Eli. The voice that he heard sounded like the preacher's voice. Eli was the preacher.
That's good, brother.
Eli said, listen, son, that ain't my voice speaking to you. It's God's voice speaking
That's
to
good,
you.
Brother.
You need to go back and see what God wants you to do.
Yeah.
And so my prayer as I preach today is you don't hear what Eli's saying here, Kevin's saying to you. Because I'm just a man, folks. I'm just a man. I got faults and flaws and everything else like a man. But the voice that comes out today is the voice of God. It's the voice of His Word that goes out. God's called men to stand and preach His book. And you need to hear it. You're going to be held accountable for it. Strange passage of Scripture today. God's got a message on my heart right here for somebody. I don't know, maybe somebody's going to listen over the internet. I don't know. Strange text, strange message, but I believe it'll help you here today. 2 Samuel chapter 10, the Bible says that it came to pass after this that the king of the children of Ammon died. Hanun his son reigned in his stead. Then said David, I will show kindness unto Hanun the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness unto me. David sent to comfort him by the hand of his servants for his father. And of his servants for his father, and David's servants came unto the land of the children of Ammon. And the princes of the children of Ammon said unto Hanun, their lord, thinkest thou that David doth honor thy father, that he hath sent comforters unto thee? Has not David sent his servants unto thee to search the city, to spy it out, to overthrow it? Wherefore Hanun took David's servants and shaved off one half of their beards. He took these men, he shaved off one half of their beards, cut off their garments in the middle, even unto their buttocks, and sent them away. When they told it unto David, he sent to meet them, because the men were greatly ashamed. Well, we live in an hour and a day that people aren't ashamed of anything anymore. You ever notice that?
Amen.
And that ain't the message for the day, but people, though Jeremiah said, they don't even blush anymore. Things anymore that would cause a man or woman or boy or girl to blush, they don't got that anymore. They don't have that shame anymore of sin and stain. They don't have any blush about them anymore. Nothing embarrasses them anymore. They can do and dress and act and ever do however they want. And
well,
nothing really blushes them anymore. Don't embarrass them anymore.
Amen.
Don't shame them anymore. Folks, sin ought to shame you.
Amen.
Sin ought to bring reproach
Amen.
On you. Sin ought to convict you.
Yeah.
Sin ought to condemn you. We hadn't ought to get to a place in your life. You hadn't ought to get to a place where nothing makes you blush anymore. Nothing embarrasses you anymore. Nothing shames you anymore. We live in a permissive a society where just anything goes.
Amen.
Just have at it. You don't want your wife? Go get three more. Don't want your husband? Get three more.
Amen.
And don't even blush about it. You want to join hands with a man? Or join hands with a woman? And don't even blush about it anymore. And the sad thing is, it don't go on out in the world, but it's going on
Amen.
In the house of God.
Amen.
And nobody blushes about it anymore.
Amen.
Don't even speak about it anymore.
Yeah.
Faces don't get red about it anymore. But these men, the Bible says, were greatly ashamed because of the state that they was in. Watch this now. And the king said, tarry at Jericho until your beards be grown, and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they stank before David, they stunk in the nostrils of the king.
Uh-oh.
The children of Amnon sinned and hired the Syrians of Beth Rahab and the Syrians of Zobah, 20,000 footmen, and of King Makah, 1,000 men, and of Ishpah, 12,000 men. And I could read on down, and you go home and read what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 10, right there, and right off the very verse 1, brother, that David wanted to be show kindness unto Nahash, and Nahash had died, and Nahash's son had took over. Now, some of you kids get in a seat and be quiet. That's what I'm about ready to say.
Amen.
In 2 Samuel chapter 10, David wanted to show kindness unto Nahash. Nahash had died, and his son had begun to reign right there in his stead. Now, watch this. David wanted to send somebody down to show grace unto him and show mercy unto him and to show kindness unto him. If you back on up a chapter, in chapter 9, there's a little boy by the name of Mephibosheth. And David said the same words. David said, I want to show kindness unto this boy named Mephibosheth. Now, I preached on Mephibosheth before, and Mephibosheth was lame on his feet. He couldn't make it to the king. So the king sent somebody unto him. I want you glad that one day for him, you couldn't make it to God. But God always makes a way to come to you, brother. He always makes a way to come down to where you're at to meet you. Mephibosheth was there. He got dropped when he was a little boy, about 7 or 8. He got dropped and it wounded him. And he couldn't make it nowhere. I'm preaching to people here. They got dropped. Well, they was real ill. And it wounded them. And it lamed them. And they can't make it down to where the king's at.
Amen.
Because they don't think they're worthy. But I'm telling you this morning, there's a king down. And that wants you. And a king knows what happened to you. And a king knows that you're crippled. And a king knows that you need help. And thank God.
Amen.
And the king sent the Holy Ghost of God down to where I was and down to where you're at to help you.
Amen.
I get to where the king's at. Oh, listen, when that Mephibosheth got down in 2 Samuel chapter 9, when he got down, the king said, dress him up and set him at the table where my boy sat.
Yeah.
Set him at the table like my son said.
He'll let everybody else.
Down in a chair, Brother Ricky, and they pushed him up in front of the table, and the table hit his legs. That table hit his legs.
Amen.
When he walked in the room, Mephibosheth looked just like anybody else.
Amen.
Because the table hit his legs.
Amen.
The table hit what the world had crippled. The table hit that what it's saying.
Amen.
And I'm telling you here, at the table is Christ. And he'll hide what you ever are and causing you to be lame on your feet.
Amen.
Good. Thank God. That's chapter 9. Chapter 10, what's this? Chapter 10, he says, I'm going to show kindness unto somebody else. I show kindness unto Mephibosheth. And now I want to send kindness to the sons of Nahash. Listen to me this morning. Nahash had been good to David. And Nahash had treated him right. And so he heard that he died. And he wanted to send a gift down there. He wanted to go visit the funeral home. He wanted to send somebody down there to comfort his son. So he gets some servants.
Yeah.
And he says, go on down. I just read it to you. Go on down and see them sons. Go on down representing the king. And go on down and visit them. Because I want to send them comfort. But on their way down to visit the king, something happened. And they got hurt. Something happened that they did not expect. On the way down when they got there, they got half of their beard shaved. And they got their ellison, their shame exposed by the people down there. When they
they was going down there to do good. They got down there and somebody done evil to them. Dear Christian friend, let me tell you something. Not everybody wants to hear a gospel message. Not everybody wants to stand on the King James Bible. Not everybody wants to have standards. Not everybody wants to have convictions.
Amen.
People that you think you're going to try to help, the very people that you think receive you are the very ones sometimes that'll hurt you in this walk of life.
Good preacher.
Watch this now. What caused these men, Brother Glenn, to go down there and get their beard shaved? Half her beard was shaved on one side and the other half was left alone. What caused this hurt? I'm going to tell you what caused this hurt. There was some people down there. He didn't come from the king of Ammon. It didn't come from him. But there was some people that around him that said, you know what? They're not coming down here for that. They're coming down here for something else. There were some people down there, Brother Garrett, that guessed the motives while they was coming down there in the first place. Hey, listen, you can hurt somebody really bad when you start guessing in your mind why people bumping altars.
Right,
you start guessing in your mind why people are doing what they're doing. You start guessing in your mind or picking out in your mind who's of God and what's not of God. Hey, listen, I can't see nobody's heart. And you can't see nobody's heart. And we better watch and let the Lord lead us through the scriptures, because you can hurt somebody when you try to guess what their motive is, and you don't know what their motive is.
That's right.
Amen. You don't know the intent of their heart.
I don't know. That's good, Brother Kim.
You don't know, and you'll hurt them.
That's right.
If they're right with God, there'll be a change made.
Yeah.
That's right.
I go baptize somebody over here. If they're right with God, there'll be a change, mate.
Amen.
If they're not right with God, it'll just be wasting their time.
Amen. That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
If they come down here and pray and say God saved them, that's between them and God.
That's right.
It'll show in their life if they're truly saved.
That's right.
If they start living this, if they live like a dog and they ain't never was saved.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
They'll be back. If they are saved, they'll be back somewhere getting it right with God. But if they can continue to go in and out and never be no change, something ain't right somewhere.
That's
right. Something ain't right.
That's right. They didn't get what I got, bro. That's
but right. Listen, I'm not the judge of no man or woman's soul. I don't judge their soul. I can just see what I see on the outside.
Right.
And Jesus said that a tree is known by the fruit that it
bears.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you don't never bear any fruit, if you never want to be in the house of God, if you never want to pray, if you don't have a desire to live right, if you don't have a desire to do the things of God, as Jesus said, you say you love me. He said, if you love me, then you'll keep my commandments.
Amen.
But my commandments are not grievous.
That's right.
Amen.
So if you say you're right, then naturally these things will flow.
That's right.
Out of you. Will you be at this little church? You don't have to be at this little church.
No.
You will be at a church.
You will.
You will be at a church.
Right.
You will be somewhere serving the Lord. But these people got hurt because somebody guessed the motives of why they was coming down there in the first place. You know why else they was hurt? I'm going to tell you something. Adultery's killed many a church.
Yeah.
Adultery's killed many a church. Loose living has killed many a church.
Yeah. Amen.
But I'm going to tell you the thing that's killed more churches.
Loose tongue.
His gossip and lips.
That's right.
Here they come down there representing the king, Brother Jamie. Boy, here they come down there bearing gifts of the king. And I could see Amnon sitting down there. His daddy had died. And listen, there were some people down there. They said, do you really think that they're coming down here for that? Do you really think that they're coming down here to bear gifts unto you? Do you really think that's why they're coming? And what are they doing down there? They're gossiping about those people. I'm telling you, adultery has killed a lot of churches. And listen to me. And loose living with no standards. That's too modest.
Amen.
But let me tell you something. That's made a lot of people half-bearded. Let me tell you something.
That's good.
That's exposed a lot of nakedness. It's a gossiping. A tongue. That has hurt many within the house of God. You say, what were they gossiping about? They were sowing seeds about somebody else into somebody's mind. They say you have no idea what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, stuff like, well, you know what they say about him down there.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
That's the truth, bro.
You know, she, she's down there, but you know.
She's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Or they'll put a blanket statement on the internet. God help a bunch of them. If you go to church here and you put something like that, I'm going to pray. Listen, I'm going to pray a power surge goes through your house and blows everything up in your house. If you get on the internet and put some stupid stuff that I see on there from church.
That's right,
bro. God puts all of it.
Amen.
And I'm going to pray to God if you do that. I'm going to pray a prayer.
I'm going to pray with you, bro.
Go through the prayer line.
That's right.
And knocks out your refrigerator. Knocks out your washer.
Hey,
burns up your telephone.
Amen.
Burns
hey.
Your TV. I'm going to pray it burns up everything in there.
Right.
Because you are on the computer running your mouth and a gospel.
Hey.
You say, preacher, who you preaching about? No idea. Hey, listen, God laid this on my heart. I have nobody in my house.
Hey, that's right.
I'm going to just put this on my heart to preach. And I'm a preaching it.
Amen.
I'm
going
to take this old seed into the king's mind about some people. That was not true. And I'm telling you right now, if you get out and do that, and listen, I'm telling you, and we've all been guilty of doing that, I'm telling you, God, it's not pleased.
Glory.
Well, let me take another time of gossip. They are. Not only just sowing seeds, but you hear something, and it may be true. You've got to break less fire in your neck to go tell somebody and to keep the fire going. A Proverbs tells you there's no one in. The fire goes out. Hey, let me tell you, why do you want to run around and spread something, even if it's true? You need to shut your mouth.
Amen.
Let's take a note of that, and it's causing somebody to have a half beard and expose them of their shame.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening?
That's good.
Are you listening to me? Huh? God don't please with that. They don't know these men.
No.
But they're down there running their mouth about these men. These men are coming bringing gifts. These men are representing the king. But they're down here. And they're running around. And they're sowing seeds. And they're hurting somebody. And here they come down there. Watch this now. And the king took them and held them down and shaved one half of their beard off. Shaved one half of their face off. Let me ask you a question. How long does it take for a grown man to grow a full beard? He don't do it overnight. It takes some time. And when they held him down, I wonder if it took a long time to shave Aggie's beard off. It took very quick. Listen, you can run your mouth. And what somebody's took a long time to build up, and what somebody's worked real hard on, you can run your mouth. And in just a few seconds, you can shave half of it off and hurt that people and hurt that person greatly in their life.
Yeah.
That's good preaching, brother.
Yeah, it is. That's real good.
That beard was something that they took great pride in.
Yeah.
That beard was something that they took great time in growing. Hey, listen, that beard represented, listen, service to the king. And in just one swoop of a razor, brother, they held him down on a lie. Held him down on some gossip. And didn't shave it all off now. You see, shaved it half off. That could bring great reproach to them and great embarrassment to them. I'm saying there's people in here today that are lost. Hey, listen, you're like that. Hey, listen, you've been struck with the red, the razor's edge of the devil has struck you and have left you ashamed and exposed you. But I'll tell you, that help is on
the Lord.
Amen.
He loves you and wants you and will accept you.
Amen. But one slide, Brother Gerd, of the race.
Yeah.
And that wasn't good enough.
Good preaching.
Get this for beer. We got to cut down here.
Yeah.
Expose their shame. The Bible says they're buttocks.
Yeah.
That's the word the Bible uses, King James.
That's right.
What's that mean? Well, the Bible says in Genesis, brother, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, and they realized that they was naked, Bible says that they took fig leaves up to cover their shame up. And listen, men and women ought to cover themselves up, brother.
Yeah.
Men and women ought to feel self-conscious. God has put that in us. And girls, God's put that in you to cover up. And not go around exposing you naked. And men, you're the same way. God's put that in you.
Amen.
Be that way. Young people, don't get your ideal off some demon or some witch or some Pussy Lucy on the TV set. But you
God's
word. And cover up. Listen, it's a shame to go that way. Some of them only did they fake them up here in their service. They fake them in their shame that they had covered up. And they exposed that for everybody to see in one small whip of the razor's edge. I'm saying there's people like that here today.
Amen.
You're exposed and you're half bearded. And you say, how am I ever going to make it back to the king? I'm in such a shame. The Bible says he sent them away.
Yeah.
Now, buddy, let me tell you something. In that day and hour, in that culture, them people would just assume that he'd kill them.
That's right, brother.
Just assume that they'd kill them and to send them back with half a beard and they're exposed, and they've been exposed out here.
Yep.
They was just assumed die.
Yeah.
They sure go back to the king that way. No one, everybody's going to see them.
Everybody's going to see them.
How could you imagine them walking on that trip? Could you imagine walking them miles back too? Going back to their king, looking at each other, and their heads down, and how sad they are. And they're looking, and this one's got half a beard, and this one's disposing himself. And then listen, it ain't no fault of their own. They got done that way. Oh, but listen to me. I read it to you. The Bible says that the king heard of it, and the king sent out to meet them. The king sent out to meet them because they was greatly ashamed.
Amen.
I'm telling you here today, listen, that might be you. You might say, I can't walk out down that front this morning. I can't come down there and bow a knee. I can't come down there and bump an altar because I'm greatly ashamed. And something's happened to me in my life that's exposing me. Something's happened to me in my life that's bringing out shame in me. And I can't come down there. I'm telling you this, there's a king in heaven.
Amen.
He knows that. He'll send somebody to to meet you. Hey, listen, in Luke 15, there was a prodigal son, and he went out and wasted all his living. He wasted all. Here he comes back home, and he's barefoot, and he's naked, and he can't get to the city gate. Because if he gets to the city gate, then the elders are going to judge him. And the Bible says that the father ran out to meet him. Why did go out and meet him? Because he got to the gate, they'd have stoned him to death. But the father went out to meet him, Brother James, and covered
him up,
and put shoes on his feet, and wrapped around him, and thus on the wall, I couldn't get him. The father covered his neck, and
brother.
Said, this is mine.
Amen.
He's got grace for me. And I'm telling you this, if that's you here today,
amen.
And let God cover you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey,
so watch this now.
Hey, thank you, Lord.
Here they are. They're so ashamed. And the Bible says that the king said, you all, go down to Jericho. Go down to Jericho until your beards be grown back. Hurry down there. Then you come on home.
Amen.
After Jericho, come on back home. My mind began to think as I read the Bible and studied, why did he send them down to Jericho? Well, I began to study and read about Jericho. We know in Joshua chapter 2 that Rahab the harlot hung out the thread of Jericho. And she was saved there, and the city walls come tumbling down. But there was a city there in Jericho, and oh, let me tell you something, friend. It was way below sea level. It was a low down place. Way out there in the desert, Jericho set real low. And it was surrounded by old hot desert. It was surrounded by nothing but barrenness. And listen, Jericho set way below a sea level. And in Jericho, it was allotted to the tribe of Benjamin. Now, what do we know about Benjamin? Every time you see Benjamin in the Bible, he's left-handed. And left-handed people is something different. A left-handed is something strange. Everybody ain't left-handed. Most people's right-handed.
Amen.
So God said, I'm going to send you down to a place where it's low down. Where I got people down there that will accept you. Where I got people down there that will help you. Where I got people down there that ain't going to make fun of you. Where I got people down there
that
ain't going to gossip about you. I pray to God that we got a church.
Amen.
A church for high-spirited people.
Yeah.
Where they can come and get accepted. Well, they can come and get some help. Well, they can come and maybe okay, because your beard's going to grow. And when the king comes, you'll be ready to meet him.
Amen. Amen.
And Jericho.
That's good, bro.
Oh, Jericho was in the desert. Jericho, sit down low. Watch this now about Jericho. Jericho was known for its fresh water springs. There's all desert around it. But Jericho had these waters and springs that popped up everywhere. Mm-hmm. Not only did they have them waters and springs, they had palm trees there, Brother Garrett, because that was a desert land. Had a lot of water in Jericho, so naturally trees would grow down there in that bottom land in Jericho. And guess what they would do with them trees? Them palm trees. They'd get balm out of them palm trees. And that balm was used for healing. Hey, listen, and that water was used to refresh them. Don't you believe that after they'd been down there, and after they'd been humiliated, and after they'd been hurt so bad, and after they'd been so ashamed, and they'd come down there, and the king said, hey, listen, it's okay. Don't you worry about going down there and fighting that man, because I'm going to take care of them. But you come on in here, and I'm going to give you a drink of water. I've got balm down there to heal you, and your beard's going to grow, and you ain't going to be made fun of, and you're going to be accepted. Hey, the king sent these people that was humiliated somewhere to a place where they could get healed.
Amen.
That's what we got right here.
Yep.
We got a lot of high-spirited people sitting here today.
Amen.
Sure do. Life is hurtle.
Yeah.
Life is exposed or shame. Oh, they might have clean clothes on. They might have a dress. They might have a nice shirt on. But they're covered their shame up.
Yeah.
But they're half-bearded.
Amen.
This is a place, brother, where you can get a drink of water and get some balm. This is a place where they can get healed up and get some help. There's some people here today that are lost. Listen, they've been held down and hurt. They've been held down by no means of their own. And they've been ashamed. They've been humiliated. They've been talked about. They've been run down. But I'm going to tell you, right here's a place where they can get help. Right here's a place where they can get healing. And it's right here. And the king wants you to go there.
Amen.
Because everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
And all them people that run their mouths, that caused all that mess. King didn't just say, well, it'd be okay.
No.
You read the Bible right there, what's going to happen? King is going to go down there and wipe that whole crowd out.
Sure did. Yeah.
If you're guilty of stuff around that mouth, you better cut it out. Because
yeah.
The God in heaven takes note of that. And he don't like it. One bit you hurting somebody. Shaving them half, shaving them, exposing their nakedness. He's going to come deal with you, friend. You better get somewhere and make it right with the king, too. Because there ain't going to be no Jericho for you waiting on you. Because the king's sword is going to rise up against you.
Sure is.
because you caused great hurt back here.
Amen.
That's good, Brother Kevin.
Let's all stand this morning. Jamie, get a song, one of you Jamies. Every head bowed, please, every eye closed. I'm going to ask you right now, dear friend. Brother Garrett, come here and help me, brother. Brother Garrett's going to stand here. I'm going to ask you, dear friend, do you want to do a prayer? You want somebody to pray with you? Are you half-bearded or you feel like you're humiliated? You want to be saved by the grace of God? I'm going to tell you, there's a God here that will cover you up. Brother Garrett's going to stand here. Pray with you.
The judge
talk to you, preach to you, whatever you need. I'm here with you.
Looks like
you're can you raise your hand and say, that's me, Brother Kevin.
Now what
that's me.
Do
that's
you
me. Anybody looking
say?
At you? Now you're the God. Can you say, here I am, preacher, it's me. I feel high-spirited.
I have no hand. Day.
Anybody else?
That's when mercy walked in.
Mercy's not here, brother.
Amen.
Mercy
on you.
Walked in.
Oh, dear friend, you've been saved for a while.
And pleaded my case.
Oh, but they've held you down with the devil's razor and cut half your beard off.
Stand.
Exposed you. Is that
God
you? That's me. That's me, preacher. That's
the
me.
The blood was
you just lift up your hands and say, God, that's me.
That covered my sins.
Heal me, God, with the fresh waters.
Forgive
your word. Heal me, with the fresh
is
that anybody in here today
that
I'm
pressing
to God bless
their
hand?
I stood there and wondered how could
right now, friends, can you come make a step?
That someone
make a step, don't save you, but it's saying, I want you to be praying for me, church. I want you to be praying for me. Can you come and take Brother Garrett by the hand and say, pray for me? You go back to your seat if you want to pray.
Can I be born again? The moment when mercy
walked
in, mercy
walked
in, and pleaded my case.
He'll pray with you.
And
he'll talk to you if that's what you want. And you just want to go back to your seat, that's
God
fine. But it's a step, and it's just saying, God, here I am.
The blood was redeemed.
I'll tell you, once you take a step towards
that
him, he wants you to make steps towards him. I find nowhere in the Bible where God makes somebody always
comes.
Listen, God always meets them. God always covers them. God always takes care of them.
The blood was presented. That covered my sin, forgiven when mercy walked in.
Jamie, sing that last verse. Before Jamie sings this last verse, friend, please go by and look around. This is the last verse.
And wonder,
won't you come right now? This
how is. Could
come and take his hand.
That someone
go back to your seat. Nobody will say a thing to you.
Has just been set free.
Won't you come, friend?
My chains
are now broken. You don't have to walk around great in shame like these men that come
and
to pray in shame.
Born
again. Boy, the king made providence for him. He made a way for him. I'll tell you, he made a way for you too. Boy, the song's getting ready to close. Won't you come?
Mercy walking.
Yes, won't you come?
And pleading my
nobody will speak to you about this. Nobody will aggravate you to that. You just show somebody you want to make a step. That you
God
want to
save.
You want to get things right with God. Can you do that this morning?
The blood was presented.
Yes.
That covered my sin. The moment when mercy walked in. Yes, the blood was
oh, it's been presented this morning, brother.
Cover my sin.
Oh, right now.
The moment when mercy walked in.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody even looked around. It's just me and you and God. I'm not going to say a thing to you. Can you lift up your hand and say, pray for me, preacher? Just pray for me. Bless that hand. Bless that hand. You're here today and you want to be saved. I mean, you want to get right with God. You know you're not right with God. You know if you die right now, you're going to hell. Pray for me, preacher. I don't want to go to hell. Nobody's looking at you, just me, you,
God bless that hand. God bless that hand. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow in this service here, Lord, we close this service this morning, Father. God, in no way can I open up the altar call. No way can I close it, Father. Because you're God, a God of all, Lord, no matter where, Father, we'll seek you. You'll be found of, you'll be found of us, God. God, I pray any of the hands that lit up, Father, that you be long-suffering, Father. Be merciful to them, God. Give them strength. Don't let nobody come down because of me, Father, Brother Garrett, or none of us, Father. No. But let them be drawn of your sweet Holy Spirit, Father. Let them be saved, Lord, marvelously saved by you, Father. God, those Christians that are here, man, they can't even raise their hands. They're half-bearded. They're half-bearded. They've been hurt so bad, wounded so bad, and they're greatly ashamed to go anywhere. Father, I pray that you'll give them sweet healing down in Jericho somewhere.
Yes, Lord.
God, I pray that you give them that sweet water and that balm, and you'll heal them up, Father, and let them know, yeah, that beard might be shaved by now, but it can grow back again, Father. It'll grow back again, and they can be a use of you, Father.
Thank you.
Any shaved, any half-shaved saints that are here today, Father, I pray, God, for healing down in their lives, Father, yes, spiritually, God, yes, that you'll get them to where they need to be, Father. Oh, God, listen, I pray, God, thank you for coming and meeting with us today in our little service, Father. I pray, God, that you'll go with each and every one that leaves here today, Father, those that couldn't be here. Father, all the prayer requests, Lord, our dear brother in the hospital, Father, please, Lord, be with him, God, and his family, God. God, I pray, God, that you help us here, Lord. I love you so much, God. I'm so unworthy, Lord, to preach your word, Father. But I thank you, God, for calling me and using me in your service, Lord. Thank you so much, God, for blessing us, Lord. Thank you for blessing our little church.
Yeah,
in Jesus' precious name that I pray, the name that's above every name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask Brother Johnson, if you will, to get us a good fellowship song. I want you to fellowship one with another.